Nudged presents Return to Roar by Jenny McLaughlin, narrated by Neil Gardner. Chapter 1. Sentence starter. This half term, I am going to describe what you are doing this half term and underline all the descriptive words and phrases that you use. Just 1 hour to go until I am catching a plane and going skiing. The work on the interactive whiteboard suggests Miss Kimball isn't taking this lesson very seriously. Who can blame her? We're about to break up for half term, and there's a very relaxed atmosphere in the room. Music is playing, pens and rubbers are flying around, and everyone is chatting. Miss Kimball is frantically tidying her desk because, as she keeps telling us, she has a plane to catch, and my sister is plaiting Harriet Scott's hair. No one is doing any work, except me. I pick up my pen and start to write. Miss Kimball isn't the only one going somewhere exciting this holiday. This half term, I am going to visit the Land of Roar with my twin sister, Rose. We're not sure exactly where Roar is, but to get there, we have to crawl through an ancient, rusty, folding camp bed in our granddad's attic. The camp bed isn't a glamorous portal to a fantasy world, but it works, and that's what matters. Once we've arrived in Roar, we'll hang out with my best friend, Wininja. Win is as stealthy as a fox, as flexible as a rubber band, and as magical as a wand, because he is half ninja and half wizard. After we've explored Roar, we will fly a dragon. Flying a dragon is cooler than a slushy, although their bodies feel as hot as an oven. At some point, we will visit the Crow's Nest, which is this terrifying castle in the middle of the sea. A gang of wild girls live there, but it used to belong to our nemesis, Croaky. Croaky is a total villain. He is also as clever as a crow and as creepy as a scarecrow. This is because he's a scarecrow with crow wings, although his wings might not be working right now because last time we were in Roar, a dragon set fire to them. Long story. I'm also looking forward to swimming with some heavily tattooed merfolk. The only reason I'm doing this work is to distract me, because I'm desperate for the bell to ring. When it does, I'm going to zoom round to Grandad's as fast as a cheetah, and then the adventure will begin. Arthur, what are you doing? I look up to see my sister standing over to me. What? I say, covering my work. Miss Kimball's never going to mark it, is she? She's going skiing. Rose slips into the seat next to me and puts a cake tin on the desk. Yes, but what if someone else reads it? They'll think you're crazy. I grin. But I'm not, am I, Rose? We're actually going back to Roar today. Shh. She looks around to make sure no one's listening. My sister hates talking about Roar at school, but right now I'm too excited to follow her rules. Rose, this evening we could be flying a dragon. She can't help herself. She has to smile. I know. I just wish we could be there right now. She says these words with such passion that I'm surprised. Like me, Rose loves Roar, but she also loves it here at Langton Academy. We've only just started, but she's already got this massive gang of friends who she hangs out with all day, and then all night via her phone. By contrast, I've made one friend, Adam Zeng. He's great, but right now he's having his tonsils out, which is why I'm sitting on my own. When we get to Roar, what do you want to do first? I say. Rose looks at me like I'm stupid. Go and see Mitch, of course. If Wynn is my best friend in Roar, then Mitch is Rose's. She's a merwitch who lives on her very own island, but the last time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?